Welcome to Torah from JTS, a weekly commentary from the Jewish Theological Seminary. This week's commentary for Parashat Korach was written by Dr. Rachel Rosenthal, Adjunct Assistant Professor of Talmud and Rabbinics at JTS. How to challenge authority. When is it appropriate to challenge a leader? Well, this week's parasha, Korach, is perhaps the most dramatic attempt to answer this question in the Torah. This question percolates from the beginning of Moses' tenure. At first glance, the answer would seem to be that Moses should never be challenged, as God's chosen leader, the Israelites, should submit to his authority in all cases. After all, things end badly for those who do not follow this course, as the story of Korach shows. The parasha opens with Korach and his followers approaching Moses to claim their own mantle of authority, arguing that Moses and Aaron should not be above the rest of the nation because all of the community, everyone, is holy. Unsurprisingly, God does not take well to this challenge, and the story ends in dramatic fashion, with the earth opening its mouth and swallowing Korach and his followers whole. So in this version of the challenge, those who question God's appointed leaders are not only to be ignored, they are to be punished with great violence and fury. In Pirkei Avot, the dispute of Korach and his congregation is held up as the paradigm of Machloket Shelo L'shem Shemayim, a dispute that is not for the sake of heaven. Korach's claim is not made in good faith, and therefore he must be understood as the threat that he is. There is no value to Korach's challenge, nor in Korach himself. Instead, he must be destroyed in order that he does not destroy Moses' authority. However, 11 chapters after the story of Korach, the Torah tells another story of people who come forward to challenge Moses' authority. Here too, there is a complaint about a particular distribution of power in society. However, where the story of Korach ends in the violent death of hundreds, this narrative ends in Moses granting the correctness of the challenge with the backing of God. Which story is this? This is the story of the daughters of Tzelophehad. The daughters of Tzelophehad come to Moses with a complaint, just like Korach. They assert their father's death has ensured that his family will not inherit a share of the land of Canaan, because their father had only daughters. Far from rebuking these women, Moses takes their question straight to God. God affirms that the sisters should inherit their father's portion, and thus a new law is made. While these stories have dramatically different outcomes, there are clues in the Torah that they are meant to be read as a pair. First, both stories list the names of the parties involved in the challenge, singling them out as distinct from among the nation. Second, the daughters tell Moses explicitly that their father was not among the congregation of Korach, but that he instead died from a different sin, suggesting that they do not want to be linked to Korach's legacy. Third, in both cases, Moses turns to God to understand how to resolve the challenge, rather than trying to solve it himself. The parallels are clear. However, there are also important differences. The Torah uses the word Vayikahalu, they assembled, to explain how Korach and his congregation approached Moses and Aaron, implying the formation of a distinct renegade faction within the people. In contrast, the daughters of Tzelophehad are Vatikravna, they come close, suggesting that their challenge is not one of civil strife, but rather of a desire to come closer to the rest of the community. Their approach is intended to be productive, improving the cohesion of the community, not oppositional. Therefore, what we see here is that the difference between Korach and Tzelophehad's daughters is less in their ways of raising their concern and more in their actual goals, whether stated or unstated. Maimonides, in his commentary on the Mishnah, explains that the problem with Korach and his congregation is that they are not seeking truth, but instead are simply trying to open up conflict. However, those who argue for the sake of heaven are seeking to find truth, willing to meet it wherever they find it, whether that truth helps them achieve their goals or not. The daughters of Tzelophehad do have an agenda, but they are genuinely seeking a ruling from God. Their willingness to work within the system, instead of in opposition to it, is what allows their challenge to Moses to endure, and for the law to change in their favour. Returning to our original question, what these two stories tell us is not that the Torah rejects the idea that leaders can be challenged. Instead, they should be challenged when there is a genuine injustice being perpetrated, whether intentionally or not. However, those challenges are only worthwhile if they are brought for the sake of seeking truth, instead of solely to pursue a predetermined agenda. Judaism is a religion that values dispute, rather than shying from it. But it is only when we are like the daughters of Tzelophehad, bringing challenges for the sake of heaven, that those challenges, and their righteousness, will endure. If you enjoyed this program, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts, and discover JTS's other series by visiting jtsa.edu/podcasts. To learn with JTS faculty in live online classes, visit jtsa.edu/online. And you can get in touch with us by emailing onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Thanks for listening.